Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Here we just had the machlokes between Reb Yehuda, Reb Elazar, and the Chachamim, whether the Isser Eivim Menachai applies even by Behemah Taneya or only by Behemah Torah. The Mora says that both of them dashed in the same post that it says again that Rak Chazak Levoti Echol Hadom Ki Adam Wa Nefesh. And Abdul Kuvbe just says Letechol Nefesh Shim Abosa. So it's like this. Reb Yehuda, Reb Elazar, Sarva, they both hold Kol Shata Mitzvah Adom Wa Yata Mitzvah Levorach. Anytime there's an Issen not eat the dam, the blood of the animal, there's an Issen not eat the Eivim and Achai Shebroi. Meaning when the animal's alive, if you just pull off a limb or pull off a piece of meat, excluding the Issa, Tadayim and Tameya, there's also another Issa of an Eivim and Achai, you're not allowed to eat. So therefore, since Vahani, by Tadayim and Tameya, Vahani Tameya, Minami, Hoyobiyata, Mitzvah Adamon, since there's an Issa not eat the dam, the blood of a behemoth Tameya, you should know also after Mitzvah, you also commanded Alei Vorov. There's also an Issa not eat the Eva Menachai, the Evon, the limbs, or the piece of meat from a behemoth Tameya. So be a specialist, Eva Menachai. That's Pshat and Yudah and Reb Elazar. Now, Rabbon and Sav, Rabbon and Hold, no. Rabbon and Sav, we'll tell you, Loi Toichal HaNefesh Im HaBosor. Then I'll let eat the Nefesh Im HaBosor. Loi Toichal HaNefesh Im HaBosor. El Rava Bosor L'chudai. He's supposed to eat the meat by itself. But she says, Mashmo Ein the Dama Nefesh Im HaYochol. He can't eat the blood with the meat, but Mashmo, there's no blood there, then you can eat the meat. So Dash says like this. Kol Sheb Sore Muto Ato Mitzuvah Alevorov. Anytime the boss you allowed to eat the meat, then there's an issa not to eat the Eivim and Achai Shebroi. But a behemoth Tameya, the whole Shein Gusol and Muto, and it's like by a behemoth Tameya where the boss is not Muto to eat, he's no Huadin, he ato mitzuv alivor, there's no issa Eivim and Achai on the issa on a behemoth Tameya. That's the Machoikis. Now, Rabbi Yehuda the Mor says, Lomuli Kro, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what do I have to have a Pasuk for to say? That the Yisra Eva Menachai is chal upon a behemoth Tameya, Leisa Yisra Eva, Lecha Lissa Tumo. Without a Pasuk, also I should have said that the Yisra Eva Menachai should be chal upon the Yisra Tameya. You have a behemoth Tameya, the pig here, it's also feed it, and now if you rip off a piece of meat from it, you should be over Nisra Eva Menachai. Maybe you tell me no, ain't Nisra Chal Lissa, like there's already a Nisra of a behemoth Tameya on it. Same, it's not going to be chal now in Issa of Eivim Menachai on it. So say another one, so that's in Svar would be chal. Shekein Yisurei Noi Bivnei Noich. There's a chumra in the Issa of Eivim Menachai. It applies even to a Ben Noich, even to a Goy. Rashi says, Shafheim, who's the rule of? The Yechtiva says, Ach Bosa Benavshoi Domoi. It means Kozuman, the animal's alive, and Allah eat from it. Even to Bnei Noich. So since it's a chumra that gets to the Issa Eivim Menachai, then as Svar I know she be chal even upon a Behemoth Tameya. So what do I need a pasuk for? Samora says, Enochanami, you're right, I would know in Asvara that the Yisra Eivim Menachai should be chal upon a Behemoth Tameya. But I'll tell you, V'chitza Kro, we don't need a pasuk for V'chitza Kro, the Reb Elazar, I need the current Reb Elazar. Rashi says, V'chitza Kro, Lesser, Rashi says, Reb Elazar Yitzruch. The Yosemite B'Tameya Kreb Yudo, the left leg is the Chalalissa B'Yisra Chomor Ilah the Kosrei Kro. The Chiddush is according to Reb Elazar that he usually holds Einis the Chalalissa. Only here, because of the Gezeiros custom, here he agrees that the Yisra Eivim Menachayas Chal upon a Behemoth Tameya. And the Gemara says, Tanya Aliyahu, we learned this also. That's the Kreb Yechon, Reb Elazar, Rabbonim, but that this Kro the Yavyu. Gemara says, Tani Nami Yochi, that Eva Minachai Noig Bibahema Chayiv Yoif, Bain Tameya, Bain Torah. The Brisa says what? Yisra Eva Minachai applies both to a Oif Tameya or an Oif Torah. Chay, the same thing. Shneem the Apostle says, Rak Chazak Levut Yechol Adom. So this Yisra Eva Minachai has to do with the blood. So we dash in Kol Shatta Mitzvah Adomai, any animal that is an Yisra Nati to Dam of that animal, even if Bain Tameya is included. Is atu mitzvah alivorav huadin is nisa even in a chayin that animal, but v'chol shiatu mitzvah adomot. Let's say by a fish that there's no issa dam by a fish is atu mitzvah alivorav huadin is no issa even in a chay. Divrei Reb Elazar. These are the words of Reb Elazar. V'chacham man v'chom say ein enoyig ala b'tayim. No, the Yisra Eivim Menachai only applies to the Behemah Rechai and Oiftor. Shnevar Pasuk says, Lo Teuchra Nefeshim HaBosor. Mimashma, don't eat the meat with the blood together, but rather Ela Bos Lechud, eat the meat by itself. So we dashin, Kol Sheb Sarem Mutar Atam Mitzvah Alevorov. Any time the Bosor is Mutar, then you Mitzvah Alevorov. But the whole shame, the same time the boss is not mutter, the whole shame, the same mutter, he had to mitzvah alevorov. He not mitzvah alevorov. That's a pshat of chachamim. On a beimet tumeya, that he not mitzvah. That he have no head to eat the meat, who are then there's no isra of eva minachai. Now Rabbi Meir says, ein en meigel of a beimet terubavad. That the Yisra Eva Menachai only applies to Behemoth Terah, that's all. Rashi says, V'loi b'chai v'yoif, not even to Rechai v'yoif, Yafa p'shein Terim. That's Rabbi Meir's Chiddush. So, Kif, you have a three of Machlokes, that the Yisra Eva Menachai only applied to Behemoth Terah, that's all, that's Rabbi Meir's Shita. Or else, no, it even applies to Behemoth Chai v'yoif also. But only Tahira and that's the Chum Shita, or maybe no, it even applies to Behemoth to Chaya or Oif, even a Tomeya, that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Omar Rab Chizdo, Vitaim, some say was Rabbi Yosef, Viyamula, some say Omar Rabba Bar Shemo, Omar Rab Chizdo, Vitaim, and over Rabbi Yosef, Viyamula, something like this. That Rabba Ba Simi Omar Rav Chizda Vitaimus said over Rabbi Yosef that my time with Rabbi Meir was the reasoning of Rabbi Meir. For Omar Kroh, the prophet says, Vizavachta Mibkorcha Mitzaincho, says Mashma only from Mibkorcha Mitzaincho, only from Mevehema is there in this. Rashi says, Siv Basra Eva Menachai, that Yis Eva Menachai only applies to Behema Torah and not to Chayis and not Teufis. Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, Machlokes the Yisrael, the Machlokes over here is only by regular Yisrael. How far does the Yisrael Eivim Menachai apply to? Aber Ben Noach? But by Ben Noach, Divri Hakel, everybody agrees, Muzer Al Atmen Ketorim, that the Yisrael Eivim Menachai applies both by a Torah and by a Tumei, it doesn't make enough Gemina. Ben Noach, like Rashi says, Aber Ben Noach, Muzer Al Akrim. And since the goy is allowed to eat even a behemoth tomato, so rather for them it applies the Yisra Eivim Menachai. Or it says, Tanya Namichu, learn like this also, Tanya Namichochi. Eivim Menachai, Ben Noach, Muzeron, Avala Tomeyim, Kitahirim. By a Ben Noach, by a goy, it applies the Yisra Eivim Menachai, even by Tomeyim. Mashenken the Yisro by a Jew and the Muzer El Torim. He's only also on the Beim Torah Bilvad, because the dress we had before that you only have the Yisro Eivim Menachai applies. If you could eat the Bosom, then it's allowed not to eat the Bosom Menachai. But if you can't eat the Bosom anywhere, there's no special Yisro of Eivim Menachai. He could yami some say Torah Rabbi Meir. That some say all it means by Yisro is only also by a Beim Torah. That's all and goes according to Rabbi Meir. And Torah means a Lashon Yochid, like only by Behemoth Torah does apply to Yisrael Menachai, and not by Ifas, not by Chayis. And he could Yam Nisem Sernau Tahirim. It means by Behemoth Torah, meaning a Lashon Plural, Lashon Rabim, meaning even Chayis and Ifas also. It is self Rabban, it goes according to Rabban and Shito. That by Yisrael you have the Yisrael Menachai, by Oif, Chayah, and by Behemoth. Omer Rab Shizdi, Afanana Mitnina, we also learn like this. But it says, Ochal Eivim Menachai Mimeno, and the Sefek Aboyim. If you eat Eivim Menachai from it, so you don't get Malkus. Rashi says, Ochal Eivim Menachai Mimeno means be Oif Tomei Kamari. It's not about an Oif Tomei. If you eat a Kezayis of an Eivim Menachai from an Oif Tomei, you don't get Malkus and a Sefek. Rashi says, Uksova, why? Ein Noi Betzmein Karabon, who is the Rabban and Chita? That the Yisra Eivim Menachai does not apply to an Oif Tomei. V'yein Shchita Metarosoi. Who are din if you make a Shchita on an Oif Tomei? It's not Metarim, but ain't available. Chor Pshita. Rashi says, V'yoif Tomei Koi, Yukoma Adiyein Shchita Se Metarosoi. V'od Nokor Olosh in the Kevo, V'shum Durei Sh'ascho B'olosh in the Kevo, V'nan Bo'a, Hochi Nevela Soif Tomei Tzricha Machshava. Now, the Gemara says, Tomei, what are we talking about over here? Rashi says, but my ketoni says and shchitos materos. What does that tell you here that a shchit is not metayrit who means with a nevelo? What are we talking about? Eli may be Yisrael. We're talking about a regular Yisrael. Rashi says, Lemor says, Tzita. Tiyen shchitos metayrit. So Avad is not metayrit. Since it's a behemoth tzimeya, Avad if Yisrael, Avad is not sad, the shchit should be matarit. Rashi says, well, lekul afrushim metayrit medei tumas nevelis. Tiyev tomei ein lo shum tumah, afil bo reis abliya. There's no issa tumah by noif tomei. Da'akoch ein metayrit means bachilu koma. El lebenoich koma. L'chur says shchita. We're only talking about the heter achil over here. L'chur it's shchita that a shchita is not going to be matar an oif tomeya for Yisrael. What's the habimina? It's a noif tomei. The Torah says it can't eat that oif. So that's the most chashi b'ma again. Elam, if you want to say we're talking about the Yisrael, pshita v'yen shchitos ha-meteros, it's a knife to me, a vadi can't eat from it. El olava, we're talking about over here, b'bnei mer, it's talking about a goy. So it's teaching us the chiddush, the rashi is el elo l'bnei mer, koma, that ain't shchitos ha-meteros, lo b'achilo. Kol zaman shu mefarchis, that's what I mean to say. The kol zaman, it's moving around, it's so as chiz to it, there's no repetit it. Like Amino Perek, that we had before, the benoyach lav b'shchita tali milsa by a goy, he's not allowed to eat from an animal. Calls the man it's alive. There's an isra even in a chai. It's only after it's dead that he's muta. So the chiddush over here is that even a behemoth tameya that a goy is allowed to eat, but it's only after it's dead. But if you start making ma'isa shchita on it, and it's still moving around some of hacheses, it'll be an isra for a goy to eat it. That's the chiddush over here. That a shchit is not matter with b'achilu to benoyach. I would have thought to say maybe shchita helps to be matter with our kopanim to a goy. K'mashmula no. Elad moshe elad b'nei neich. So mechlal di osa. The chutz mashmula clearly though that before it dies completely, there's an isra eivim and a chai on a behemoth tumeya. So mashmula clearly here that it applies the isra eivim and a chai. Means you cannot eat from this behemoth tumeya before it dies, even by a goy. Samora says, Rabbi Mani bar Patish, Rami Reisha Sefer, he threw a spear, he asked the question of the Reisha to the Sefer. Rashi says, the Reisha says, Ein Sefik. Almo Ein Evim Menachai Noi B'Tameim. The Reisha is Mashma, there's no Sefer Menachai by Behem Onoiv Tomei. And the Sefer is Mashma, there is an Sefer Menachai. On the Shanin says, Reisha the Yisrael. The Reisha is talking about the Yisrael. And that's the Chiddush. According to Rabbi and Shita, the Yisrael Menachai does not apply to Yisrael. The Sefer Beben Nayach. Rashi says, Rabbanan he. Goes according to Rabbanan. Umi Kori ki Ram Yehavi Mashmalei Nami Sefer Beben Nayach. Umi Yehavi Yod HaTayim of Odi Toshu Dafil Laman Diyamei Noi B'Tmeyim B'Yisrael Udikoma. Kirina Bekol Shem B'Sarim Muta. He had the Mitzavo Alei Vorev Abul Ben Nayach Moida. Sefer is no Stira. So the Reish is talking about a Yisrael, by Yisrael title, there's no Yisrael Menachai on the Behemoth Tumeya. But the Sefer, the Smashman, there is the Yisrael Menachai that goes according, that's talking about by a Goy, by a Benoich. Omar Rav, Rav says, Eivim Menachai, Tzor Kezayis. You know, whoever does apply the Yisrael Menachai, let's say to Yisrael, by a Behemoth Tumeya, by a Behemoth Torah, that before the Shechit, there is Yisrael Menachai on it. So he says, you know, you're over the Lav, if you eat a Kezayis, Ochal Eivim Menachai Tzor Kezayis. Rashi says, Afagab betray koi ksiva chad li Eivim Menachai v'chad lebosim Menachai. There's two separate psukim. Leitema don't say this Rabbi Eivir Afagab v'im b'shir. Don't think an Eivir a whole limb. Yechayv if you eat a whole limb, even though it doesn't have a shir of a kezayis. No. Elevada yesh b'shir binin. Tiyen achil apokos m'kezayis. That's the Chiddush. Again, that Omer Rav. Eiva menachai, even if you have no eiva, the whole limb of an animal, still the only chai if you eat it, which has a kzayis. My time, what's the reason? Achila ksiva says the word achila. And achila is a kzayis. So this is eiva menachai only applies to kzayis. Tochas me kzayis, you won't get malchus. Even though it's a complete eiva. Most of Rav Amram, Rav Amram asked the question, it says, Ochal eiva menachai mi menor, ein esefik es haboyim. If you eat an Eivah Menachai, if you eat a piece that said it's Oif Tumeya, so you don't get Malkus. And also, the Ein Shchitosu Metayrosai. That's from to a Goy, the Shchit is not Metayrit. If a Goy eats from it, he would get Malkus. He would be over love. Now, if you can tell me and think, V'yi Sakladaitach, being in Kizayis, that you only Chayv if you eat a Kizayis, Taper lay the koch or kazayas. The who are here eating the kazayas. So how could you say if a yid, if a Jew eats from the Eva Menachai, he doesn't get malchus? Why not? Even though there's no yis Eva Menachai, but it's a behemoth tamei, it's a knife tamei. Let him get malchus, feeding the kazayas of a knife tamei. If you tell me that we're talking about less than the kazayas and the chiddush, well, that's Eva Menachai, it's good. But if you tell me even Eva Menachai needs a kazayas, so chura einach, and I mean, there's no isayv menachai nugei to a Jew, since it's the oif tameyom, but I call upon you, if you ate a kazayas worth of this oif tamey, you should get malchus for the achilas oif tameyom. Forget about the isayv menachai. There's an isayv on a knife tamey, you can't eat a knife tamey. Smor says, kidiyom rav nachmon b'mashu bosor gidim v'yatzomais. If it's talking about Nachman's case, that out of this Eivor, there was only a mashu of Bosa. So really, after Yisra, Behemoth Tamei, you only ate a mashu of Bosa. A little bit of Bosa, less than a Kazayas, so you don't get Malkus for that. But here we're talking about there was a Gibbon Viat Samos. But there were veins and bones, and together it added up to a Kazayas. Rashi says there was a Gibbon Viat Samos, Mashim le Kazayas. The Mishim Tum, Allah Mechayev, out the Oif Tamei, you're not Chayev, the end of Gibbon Viat Samos Patam. Tameya, they don't have the yisa tameya on them. Or mishum eva mechayiv, but yoni chay mishum eva menachay. As this eva shema, it's a complete eva. So there, Rashi says lohochi paginu krol eva menachay a bosa menachay. That's why the pasuk said the two separate isurim on eva menachay and a bosa menachay. The mechayiv that eva afragab the yain shir bosa. The bosa have a pich shena eva yichayiv each one separately. So that's the chiddush we were talking about. Then this aver that you ate from the oif tameya, there was the kazayis, but there wasn't the kazayis of Bosor. It was the kazayis made up of the atzomis neginim also. So that's the chiddush to say that the yisrael is not chayiv because he's not. There's no yis aver menachay. There's no special chiddush of aver menachay by an oif tameya. And as the etzam achilo of a tameya, it was less than the kazayis. That's why it's saying a sofik esaboyim. So Moses says, "Hachinami Rosa, the mashu bosa gidim asadam, but there's a mashu bosa gidim yatzamis." Toshma coming here. So Moses says, "Hachinami Rosa, here's the same teres, the mashu bosa gidim yatzamis." That would be the answer. Now the Moses says, "Toshma coming here." The Yomarav Rav says, "Ochal tipa tohiro dechayir."